friend of mine that was an athletic fan, a friend of AWC, told me about a basketball player that they had that was 7'1" and was just a giant of a man. So he insisted I come to a game. This was in 1998. And so I came, and I was thrilled with the play of the basketball team. They were so competitive and so energetic that I found it more enjoyable than college sports, and much more than pro sports. So I became a fan and started bringing Nancy to all the games. And this, our first year was 98 when we started going. And we've sat in the same seats ever since then. And our most association has been with the athletics, watching all the teams. And we, after watching a few years, we thought we hadn't seen much of Arizona. And we're winter visitors, so we started going to the away games. And back then, the Northern Pioneer up in Holbrook was in the league. And we traveled there, traveled to all the schools. So we got to see a lot of Arizona along with watching our basketball team.
Jack is famous in Nevada for track and field, and he's in two halls of fame. And he built a program from the ground up, and he has 10 consecutive state championships and 13 divisional or zone championships. And then about 4 years ago, our high school in our town put in an all-weather track and a artificial turf complex, and they dedicated it, and they named it after us. It's the Jack and Nancy Cook Track and Field Complex.
That was a very nice thing to do. I think that's one of the reasons we appreciate the athletic family, the people here at Arizona Western. We came from that environment of our family of track and field kids over the years that we'd built up. So we appreciate that loyalty and that Arizona Western has.
And we really appreciate the dedication of the families of these students that come from Australia, California, Mississippi. One of my fondest memories is we had a student, Kenny Dawkins, and it was about 2005.
Somewhere in there.
I think, and he came from Mississippi. And his mother was a teacher in Mississippi, and she took a leave of absence from that job to come here and monitor Kenny's education. And Dr. Shoney got her a job teaching while she was here, and she gave up the family, the life, the home, to do that for Kenny for a year. And we went to nationals, and Kenny's mother, unbeknownst to us, when we got to nationals, she showed up, and she had ridden a bus, like a Greyhound bus, all the way to nationals to watch Kenny in that. And she was taking courses, and she was at night doing homework in the hotel online and coming. Just the sacrifice of that Wanda Dawkins alone really adds up what families do to get these kids their education and future.